Well, if you wanted to try the experiment, the audio blog experiment, I don't think anyone could predict exactly how this will go. I think it's kind of unpredictable. Predictable how an audio blog will actually go. Different things you could be thinking about. These verbal tics of yours that you included in the government of David. And that you plan to include in Lego and Anti-Lego, and that you include in DCB Spending Time. These verbal tics of yours, not to mention Agent Chlorophyll, what are they all about? Why would you produce works full of looping, repetitious cycles? Maybe looping, repetitious cycles are a kind of solution for me. Maybe engaging in looping, repetitious behavior is kind of liberating. What you do, what you consider, as that would go, as you would suppose, different things you have going on, different things you could be considering, as it would go, as you would do, different verbal tics you have access to in there. And so forth. Do you have anything real to say? Do you have any non-looping content to relate here today? I'm not sure that I do have any non-looping content to relate here today. I'm not exactly sure about that. This is what happens. This is how it goes. If you were going to produce an audio blog called DCB Spending Time, how would you expect that to go? How would you think such a thing would go? Well, what you wanted to talk about, what you wanted to do, did you fulfill any of your expectations? Did you live any of your dreams? Different things we could have going on at this point in history, at this point in the evening. Isn't that strange? We're here now, this again. Back for another attempt at it. Back for another attempt at being interesting, profound, true. What is the truth of this situation? Can it be said to have a truth? If you think DeLillo is a one in a billion writer, Maybe pension is second best. Do you really think there are six other writers as good as DeLillo? Trying to figure the probabilities of publishing a book of philosophy. Less than one in a million. If good philosophers were one in a million, there'd be 300 just in the United States. They'd all have books wanting to be published. I'm not sure there are that many books, or if there are, that is really scary. 300 books of philosophy, and how many do we actually get to read of that? 5, 10, 15? Doesn't seem like a large percentage. What we'd suppose. If you can free associate for a couple of minutes, we sure would appreciate it. We'd appreciate a little free association at this point in history, at this point in the evening. What you have happening, how do you expect it would go? Can you be said to have expectations? What do your expectations consist of? Who is your ideal audience? Are you an idealist? Time to read some German idealist philosophers. Do you believe any of those motherfuckers? Well, you're an asshole too, so that makes it okay for them to be assholes. I don't think any of those motherfuckers does have the truth for me. My truth. That's how serious of an asshole I'm claiming to be. I'm claiming that no other asshole philosopher has my truth for me. Well, what you'd have to have going on. Who do you speak to? What is the ideal context for speech like yours? What is the ideal context for speech like yours? Who do you speak to? What is the intended audience of your discourse? Different things we could have going on. Different things we could discover. Was wir tun? In dem Sinne das. Die deutsche Sprache ist unsere Lieblingssprache. Wir müssen immer Deutsch lernen. Well, you can speak in multiple languages, but that might reduce the size of your potential audience. If you find yourself saying things in German, it could possibly turn off some potential listeners, especially the monolingual type. Some people are open to the usage of different languages. I think it's a matter of cognitive flexibility. How flexible do you think your listeners are? Or who exactly do you intend to hear these recordings, this DCB Spending Time audio blog? That's the thing. If you don't underestimate your audience, if you don't underestimate the normal human being, your audience could be quite sophisticated. I wouldn't underestimate your audience. Your audience could be quite sophisticated, especially if the dynamic, the synergy of your various expressive modalities is successful. Film, music, speech, text. You're working in multiple modalities. Why are you working in multiple modalities? Wouldn't it be more profitable to focus all your energy on one mode? Well, I don't know if that's true. The better guitarist I am, the better a writer I am. Experience in one modality feeds into experience in the alternative modalities. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm supposing. What you'd have to say, what you'd want to say. Well, see, that's the thing. If you never talk in unusual voices, if you always try to talk in your normal tone of voice, proceed in your normal manner of proceeding, you might not reach the same levels as someone who is willing to speak in unusual tones of voice. Different talking, maybe to think differently, you have to talk differently. This is what happens, what we suppose. This is what's going on. Different things you could be considering, you could be figuring. I guess, I don't know, not really. The types of things I have written, the types of things I have recorded involving some repetition, or as I used to call it, looping. Ticking or looping is fundamental. Ticking or looping is fundamental to my project. Neuroplasticity, repetition, brain muscle, brain memory, getting certain things up to speed into the brain memory. If it weren't neuroplastic, we wouldn't have much hope. But the brain is neuroplastic, meaning that with repetition, we can bring certain patterns of behavior into brain memory. Why would you want to do this? Who exactly would want to do this? Different things you could be thinking about. These are different things you could be doing. Getting various fragments, loops, sentences, phrases up into the brain memory. Yes, it's one thing to have the potential to be able to say X, Y, Z, but actually saying it actualizes that potential and makes that sentence a reality for you. Just thinking things doesn't make them as much of a reality as saying them does. You have to actually say certain things if you want to adjust your mentality, if you want to alter your mind. I think you do want to alter your mind. Primaling. What is a primal if not a loop, a repetition, a tick? A primal is like a giant tick, a giant loop. As it would go, as you would do. Different things you have going on. Different things we like to talk about. Verschiedene Dinge. Was wir tun. Wir lernen Deutsch gern. Sozusagen, so to say. In other words, what we have going on, what we have to consider / do. All distinctions are / distinctions. A distinction is not a David extinction. There will only be one David extinction, while there are multitudes of distinctions to make before then. This is what would happen. This is what I would suppose to happen. Things almost exactly like. It's almost exactly like different things going on in your brain, in your life. What's going on in David's brain? What's going on in David's life? Is that what you do? Get into ticking, verbal ticking. You have nothing original or new to say. You have only ticks to rehearse and regurgitate. Without anything truly new to say, you can only come up with ticks. If you had anything new to say, you wouldn't need to tick. Different things. Well, today will be a good day. I feel good already, having just woken up an hour ago. Already back into it, back at it, back into the appreciation and the realization. Complex realizations. What would have to happen? What you would have to suppose? Different things. It's almost exactly like. Let's see if you can be inspired to talk, to say anything. Why would you want to quote unquote say things? You're not allowed to say nothing. Meaning you don't have a loud, out loud voice in order not to make statements. Your voice is to make statements with. What do you do? What do you consider? Yes, it's New Year's Eve. This is the time. It's time to crank in a new year. Well, if you could be inspired to say something for the occasion, would you have anything to say for the occasion? I guess. I don't know. I just suppose. I guess. I don't know. I just suppose. How clearly do you pronounce your words? Is your language very clearly enunciated? This is like what we talk about. This is like what we consider. We consider various things to be happening. What you were doing, what you were supposing. Is this supposed to happen? What should be happening? If you were tripping exactly like this, rolling your eyes to the borderlines, frequently looking into points like this. If you had been looking into frequencies like this, exactly like this, that certain doctors might be curious about, certain psychiatrists. If certain doctors said I was good to go, good to hit the streets. I tolerate it well. What seems to happen? Primal scene. It's seen to be this way. Different things. Your voice, your role. What you were doing, if you were trying to reprogram your brain, the hardware, the wetware, at the intersection of these forces and knowledges, the Neuro Legos, Lego and anti-Legos. What is an anti-Lego force all about? What's that all about, tripping like that? If you were scanning for someone tripping like this, what would you be scanning for exactly? Are you scanning or are you being scanned? Certain points, certain people would be able to tell. I don't think you've taken the logic to its ultimate conclusions. You haven't taken the logic to its ultimate conclusions yet. If you were tripping, if you were rolling into the borderlines, or what would a borderline like that mean? The thing is, if you are gonna look carefully into points like this, the visual scrutiny of the visual field, how carefully you looked into mind alteration. Maybe more carefully than anyone else. It's the only reason I can think of that other people aren't complaining about special mind-altering episodes. What could that be from? Looking very carefully into what a mind does when it's being altered. Is that what you think you're doing? Or is that what you're actually doing? Different things you could have going on. Why would someone buy your book when they can get it for free on Agent Chlorophyll or DCB Spending Time? Well, they might like the Government of David book. That's why they might buy it. If they might like it, they might buy it. It's a sort of different modality. And Lego and anti-Lego is going to be very different because I'm going to continue to work on it until it has been crafted to another level. This is what happens. What do you dream about? What kind of dreams are you having? If a character with your identity was to, let's say, record an audio blog, what would that audio blog consist of? If a character with your identity was going to say, record an audio blog, what would that audio blog consist of? Different things you could have going on. You could suppose it's not how you say it, it's what you say that makes a difference. You can say it almost any way. From highly articulated, enunciated speech to more normal, relaxed, unarticulated speech. What sorts of things do you have going on in David's brain? Do you want to learn the language of the program? Do you want to be able to speak to these people during a meeting, an AA meeting, to share, as they call it? Would you like to share with the sober people? Would you like to share your experience, strength, and hope? I'm not totally sure I would. That's the thing. I'm not trying to learn their language. But after all, meetings are for me. They're for what I can get out of them, for what I can take away from them. It's not to enlighten or illuminate the group dynamic that you share at a meeting. It's for your own development, progress, growth, and evolution. That's why you share at a meeting. It's for your own development. Different things you could have going on. If you're going to substitute your web recorder for real peeps interaction, how that would go? How do you suppose that would go? If you wanted to substitute your web recorder for real peeps interaction, how do you think that would go, David? David, what are you doing today, David? David, David, what are you doing today? Was wir tun? Wir lernen Deutsch gern, weil die deutsche Sprache ist unsere Lieblingssprache. Ich muss Deutsch lernen und sprechen und denken und leben. Das ist gut, das ist die Realität, die Wahrheit. Things you could have going on. Verschiedene Dinge, different things you could have happening in the sense that, what do you get out of audio blog? Not necessarily the finished product, but the production of the product. What does that do for you? For David, can he consider? Can he figure? Is that like what's going on? What's going on in David's brain? The brain is hardware or wetware. You can reprogram your brain. The brain is programmable. Different things you can consider. Different things you could figure. Maybe with no peeps to talk to, you can talk to your web recorder. Maybe that's the whole point of a web recorder. It's a substitute for peeps interaction. might not be an ideal substitute. Who says we're going for ideal reality, though? Different things. Ich weiß nicht. Das ist die Wahrheit. Ich glaube, was wir tun. Verschiedene Dinge. Different things you could have going on. Different things. Verschiedene Dinge. Was wir tun, was wir müssen lernen. We start to experiment in our audio blog. We don't always speak normally into the web recorder. We don't always make it a normal, prosaic, prose type speech. Sometimes we make it lyrical. Sometimes we make it lyrical. Sometimes we make it far. Different things. What you were doing, what you were supposing. I'm supposed to do this. This is how it's supposed to work. Different things you could be considering. How do you do that? What are you doing like it's a drug, doing it like it's a drug? You're obviously on some mind-altering substance. Obviously, I don't think you can be sure of that. You'd have to know my whole life history to be able to judge accurately whether I was on a mind-altering substance at the current moment. Different things, verschiedene Dinge. Ich weiß nicht, was wir tun. Different things you could have going on, you could suppose. Ich weiß nicht. Das ist gut, das ist die deutsche Sprache, meine Lieblingssprache. Ich bin ein Schriftsteller, ein Regisseur und ein Musiker. Ich schreibe Bücher, ich mache Filme und ich spiele Musik. These are just the things I do. The things I happen to have going on. Yes, you could be talking to a real person, a real individual. Instead, you're talking to your web recorder. I don't know if it's the ideal substitute. What would the ideal substitute be? You'd have to know something about reality and about idealism. Are you an idealist? Hegel himself said the brain must operate using magic. Neurorobotics. Each neuron is a robot that has to find hundreds or thousands of other neurons in the developing brain. Neurorobotics. A super god. Nearly impossible to set this up. Nearly not doable. Magic, said Hegel himself. This is what we do. This is what we consider. If in the sense that what David has happening. Things starting to look interesting. Cycles. Life is full of cycles. What we do, what we consider, as that would go, as that would happen. Different things, colorfulness and detail. How much detail do you have access to? Do you have access to a sort of higher level of perception, of cognition? Is that how you describe this? A sort of higher level? The level of stress you're under. What does that mean, level of stress? Does it have to do with rolling your eyes as high as you could possibly roll them? Is this what happens to you? Do you talk about your episodes, as you're now calling the flashbacks? Do you talk about your episodes? Maybe it will help. Maybe in a sense, in the sense that talking about your episodes could help solve their problem. If in the sense that. In the sense that what you'd have to do, what you'd have to suppose, good for you to have to socialize. Your instinct was to not go to the gathering, but you discovered that if you go against your gut reactions sometimes, good things will happen. This is what happens. This is what you suppose. You have different things going on, things getting a bit interesting. That's what I say when a flashback is coming on. Things start to look a bit more interesting for me. Or rather, now I'm calling them episodes. Cognitive and visual and somatic episodes. Well, it's what I have to deal with. Other people are dealing with other things. As it would happen, as you'd suppose. What are you supposed to be doing? What should be happening here? I think that's what we want to discover. I think we'd like to discover what exactly should be happening with this kind of setup, this kind of colorfulness and detail, things starting to look more interesting. Is that bad? Well, depending how interesting we're talking. Yes, it could be bad. What David has to do, what David has to consider, what sorts of things go through David's brain? Does he have a problem? What sort of problem do you have? Do you have an issue with language, pronouncing your words very clearly and distinctly? Why would anyone do that? Why would anyone pronounce their language like that? Different things you could consider, you could suppose. Primal music, music from Africa. Drinking from the primal well. Different things you could have access to. Different things you could have happening, what we figure, what we suppose. Do you want to go live in a group home again? Is that where you belong? Is that the best place we could put David? A group home situation. What would become of his audio blog? What would become of his writing? I'm not so sure it would be the optimum situation for me. If we're going to talk about optimum situations, then I think living on my own could be the ultimate arrangements for DCB at the current time. Not always, not forever, but now, here, this, again. I do need to be observed to a certain extent. I need therapeutic attention periodically to make sure my brain is doing okay. We want David's brain to be doing okay. If David's brain were not doing okay, we don't know what would happen. In a sense, we don't know what would happen. Not a good outcome, probably. It probably wouldn't be the best outcome. What you would do, what you would consider, not going to an AA meeting tonight. I have nothing to say to those people, to a cult. It's not about sobriety, it's about the cult. The cult might keep people sober, this is true. But all sober people don't need to be in the cult. What I'm thinking right now, exactly what are you complaining about? What exactly are you complaining about? if you think it's a cult. What's wrong with a cult, one might ask. If you don't buy into the cult way of thinking, they make it very uncomfortable for you to share. If you're not sharing about the cult, it becomes difficult to share anything at all. In a sense, they don't care about your input if you don't buy into their program. However, I am a programmer. I've got my own sort of program going. I'm trying to reprogram my kernel source, the code of my operating system, or kernel as it's called in Linux. Why would anyone be trying to do that? Well, if you were unhappy, for example, with how your kernel was functioning. If, for example, you were unhappy with how your kernel was functioning, then I'd think you might want to reprogram it. You're obviously on some mind-altering substance. What substance are you on? If you're able to alter your mind without using a substance, how do you think that would go? What do you think we would say about someone doing that? In the sense that, as the sense that, what you were doing, what you were recording, is this what's going on?